Hi, my name's Greg, and I'm one of the professional mechanics here at Art Cyclery. When you buy a bike from us, we want to get you out on the trail or road and riding as soon as possible. In order to get you from a box of parts to a fully assembled bike, I'm going to show you step by step how to assemble it. Now, fortunately, our mechanics have already built and tuned each bike, so the assembly process should be pretty minimal. Before we begin, it's important to make sure you have all the proper tools to avoid any damage through the assembly process. A 3, 4, 5, 6, and maybe an 8mm Allen wrench, a pedal wrench, or a 15mm open-end wrench, Phillips and flathead screwdrivers, a good pair of diagonal cutters, bearing grease, and a torque wrench. If you don't have any or some of these tools, you can head to your local bike shop or hardware store and pick them up. Most can be bought in sets. Remove your bike from the box and take your diagonal cutters and snip all the zip ties. Remove all the packing material and set the parts out on something that won't scratch them. Among the parts should be a set of wheels, saddle and seat posts, two skewers, and possibly a set of pedals. Take the longer rear skewer and remove the nut and one of the springs from the non-lever side. Dab this end in just enough grease to cover the threads, but don't put too much on. Now, insert the skewer through the non-drive side of the rear hub. This is the side opposite the cassette. Now, take the shorter front skewer and repeat the process with the front wheel. Looking at the label on the hub, tire, or rim will help you orient it the same way as the rear wheel. You can also examine the tread pattern on the tire and make sure the knobs or slits point forward and down towards the road. Now you can set the wheels aside. If you have a work stand, now would be the time to get it out and set it up. Then, we'll insert the seat post and saddle into the seat tube. Only use grease on the seat tube and post if both are metal. If either the seat tube or seat post are carbon, you can spread carbon assembly paste on the seat post and tube, but not grease. Install the post into the seat tube and leave enough room to gently clamp the post into your work stand. If you don't have a work stand, continue on a soft surface that won't scratch the bike. Now, we'll set up the stem and install the handlebars. Remove the headset top cap with a 5mm Allen, slide the stem with the handlebars attached onto the steer tube and use the correct size Allen to tighten the stem bolts. Leave the stem a little loose at this point so we can align the stem with the front wheel later. Reinstall the headset top cap, insert the bolt and tighten it just so it's snug. Now we will install the front wheel. Insert the front wheel into the fork dropout so that the quick release lever is on the non-drive side. Tighten the quick release, making sure the wheel is straight in the dropouts. Now, make sure the brake is centered so that the pads have equal clearance on both sides of the rim and tighten the post nut so that the brake caliper no longer moves. Install the rear derailleur into the derailleur hanger. Grease the threads and be careful to make sure it threads in straight and easy. If it's not easy, then it's probably not threading in correctly. Now, install the rear wheel by holding the derailleur back and making sure the cassette is under the upper section of the chain. Tighten the rear skewer just as you did with the front. Now, make all of your fine adjustments. Make sure the chain is installed correctly and then set the bike on the ground. Set the saddle to your desired ride height and tighten as before. Set your handlebars to your desired riding position and tighten as you did with the seat post. Position yourself over the bike and line the stem up as best as you can with the front wheel. When the bars are perpendicular to the wheel, tighten the stem as you did with the seat post and the handlebars. Now, grab the front brake and rock the bike forward. If you feel play, then the headset is loose. Loosen the stem bolts and tighten the headset top cap gently until the play is eliminated. Now, retighten the stem bolts as before. Next, we will install the pedals. Each pedal is designed to fit into the right, drive side, or left, non-drive side crank arm only. Usually, each pedal is marked with an L or R, either on the inboard or end of the axle on the pedal body. The right side pedal threads into the crank arm normally, clockwise, or righty-tighty. The left side pedal is reverse threaded. This means you'll be turning it counterclockwise to tighten. And be very careful to do this correctly, because if you don't, you could damage the crank arm. If you have a repair stand, you can also check the shifting to see if the chain goes into all the gears. If the bike doesn't seem to be shifting properly, go to our website and check out the Learning Center for further instructions. Finally, inflate the tires and double check all the bolts that your wrench touched. If you're confident in your mechanical skills, you're ready to ride. If not, head down to your local bike shop and have them check the bike for you. Enjoy the ride! And remember to check out artcyclery.com for all your future cycling needs.